This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, March 5th. God's word to you today is Shepherd versus Cowboy. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 26, verse 3 from today's English version, and it says, "Your constant love is my guide, and your faithfulness always leads me. Who is your shepherd?" I hope that by now you can say only Jesus. A lot of us know people or are people that travel. When we travel to new places, sometimes we go around the city just to appreciate the sights. However, there are monuments we would walk past or just casually look at, but without the history of that monument, the appreciation is not complete. However, when you have a guide with you, it is his or her duty to ensure you do not miss any part of the history of the town. Sometimes, when we are talking to someone who has not visited the same city, they cannot relate to the history or places we're talking about. Having a guide makes your life easy and your trip more meaningful. What if your guide is the one who created the city? Jesus is not only your guide to this city called the world. He is the one that built the city. John 10 verse 4 from the Living Bible says, "Jesus, the good shepherd, he walks ahead of them and they follow him, for they recognize his voice." Jesus modeled for his followers. Shepherds lead by example. Shepherds do not lead from behind. Shepherds lead from the front. That is the difference between a shepherd and a cowboy. The cowboy has to be behind the cattle. They do not have flocks, driving the cattle with a whip. But the shepherd leads from the front. The shepherd takes a walk and the sheep follow him. Huge difference. Cowboys drive the cattle. Shepherds lead the sheep. Why is this important? Jesus is the shepherd of our souls. Unfortunately, sometimes church leadership gets it wrong and pastors actually become cowboys, driving the people, flogging them, extorting them, and squeezing them. Jesus modeled for his followers. God wants you to lead his flock, not to drive them. Interestingly, the converse is also true because sheep will only follow a shepherd. It takes a goat or a cow or a bull to follow a cowboy or to be driven by a cowboy. Why? A sheep cannot defend itself. It needs the tenderness of a shepherd. The bull can defend itself. It is strong and has horns. The goat can defend itself. The goats and the bulls can fight their cowboys. They can face the cowboy and actually go on social media and tweet. But the sheep do not do that. Psalm 26 verse 3 says, "Your constant love is my guide, and your faithfulness always leads me." This is taken from the Good News Translation. As sheep, sometimes we hurt. Jesus, our good shepherd, shows compassion. As sheep, sometimes we are confused. Jesus gives us direction. As sheep, sometimes we stray. What does Jesus do when his sheep stray? When I stray, Jesus finds me. That is just beautiful. Jesus, if a shepherd has 100 sheep and one wanders away and is lost, won't he leave the 99 safe sheep to go search for the lost one? This is Matthew 18 verse 12 paraphrased. Jesus will find you. You did not just stumble on this text by accident. God ordered your steps because he wants to be your shepherd. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Your love is kind. Your love is patient. You fill my heart with so much peace and joy. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much. much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.